You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Fardis.
New documentary being put out by TMZ called The Downfall of Diddy. It also happens to be what one of our podcasts is called on the exact same topic. And of course, it's about the downfall of Diddy and all the accusations that have been flung his way over the last several decades. Now, of course, more recently since the federal investigation into possible child sex trafficking charges against him, but no charges yet against him, no arrest yet against him, but the investigation certainly underway. Joining me to discuss, Eric Fardis, former prosecutor and defense attorney. This is an interesting one because, you know, again, he has no charges against him right now. Still, you know, I'm sure wanting to maintain his image as best he can, although it's obviously fairly tarnished. He's gone through some pretty dark stuff in the past as well. Is it fair to count Diddy out at this point, or is this something you think that he can still in some way, shape, or form recover from?
You know, without question, it feels like the walls are kind of closing in on Diddy right now. He is certainly down and out. It is affecting his brand, his economic interests, mm-hmm. his endorsements, everything like that. But, you know, Diddy, for all his faults, and it sounds like there may be some egregious ones, he is a bit of a scrapper, and he's, you know, come back from tragedies before, from blows to his professional career. And so, you know, I wouldn't completely count him out yet. We haven't heard a lot from him and his side. Mm-hmm. His attorneys did issue a statement, but I'll be interested to see, you know, as this whole thing develops, what Diddy's sort of counterattack is going to be.
Yeah, I mean, it is. There's so many lawsuits now out there. The Cassie one that was obviously settled, that really brought to light a lot of stuff that had he just settled it privately. Do you think we'd even be here? Or do you think his choice of trying to tell her to, you know, go, you know, push sand and then, okay, well, guess what? Here's this. And now it's in the public domain. Was that his biggest mistake in all of this? Was the ego too big?
You know, you don't want to play chicken with someone who knows your deepest, darkest secrets that could completely ruin you. And it seemed like Diddy was a little bit too aggro in terms of how he was approaching the lawsuit initially. And then he kind of realized his exposure and settled it. But he's got that problem. And he's also got the problem of 50 Cent. 50 Cent hates him has been on a campaign mm-hmm. to uncover these alleged misdeeds. And 50 Cent is going full steam ahead. And so some of his beef, some of his opponents that he's made throughout the years have also caused him trouble.
You're exactly right. I mean, I believe 50 Cent's actually working on a documentary about all this as well. He's also working on the documentary with the Rex Heuerman's wife, Asa Elrip, too. Interesting what Fitty's up to these days. It's just like, wow, okay. But hey, good for him. Where this goes is going to be, you know, very interesting. I'm guessing in a federal investigation, as we know, these things don't go very fast. Obviously no arrests at this point, but where do you think they are right now? What are they doing behind the scenes, if you were to speculate?
You know, the way I'm seeing it right now is the allegations are so widespread. They span such a huge chunk of time, decades, that they span, you know, just a number of different players and alleged victims. And so I think the authorities are really just trying to wrap their heads around everything that Diddy is being accused of, and seeing if they could sort of put this into one case, or is it going to be multiple cases? They've got to do the follow-up. They've got to interview probably, I would imagine, hundreds of people, at least more than 100 people. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's just sort of plodding along and taking its course. And I don't know exactly when we'll see a development, but if you ask me if this is going to end in no case at all for Diddy, I think that's terribly unlikely.
Yeah, without a doubt. We're talking, you know, literally hundreds of cameras that were in his home, all that stuff seized. And we're talking, you know, he has connections with probably thousands of people, quite honestly. And certainly thousands of people have come and gone from his home over the years with various parties and things of that nature. And notably right now, most people aren't saying very much. And there's a lot of people who are really connected to him. What does that say, if you were to read the tea leaves on that?
You know, it makes me think of the case, and believe me, Diddy's innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, completely.
And I don't know if he's done anything. But it makes me think of Jeffrey Epstein, and like that dude was super connected. He had a bunch of high profile buddies, and when things went down, he didn't have a lot of people, you know, coming to his aid and having his back. And that's similar with Diddy. Diddy has all these allies. He's made a lot of connections in his high profile career, and it's interesting that a lot of those folks have said, I need to wait until I can hear more before I take a position that's going to make me perhaps guilty by association, or at least give that appearance.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be telling. It's not that everybody is necessarily involved, but I'm guessing a lot of people that don't even want to look as if they were even in the area of his life. But unfortunately, he surrounded himself with pretty much everyone for many, many years.
I say that they're trying to avoid kind of the taint of Diddy.
Yeah, just a bit.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.